Now, this brings us down, actually, to the first division here. Under the introduction, we have Paul's personal greeting here. And isn't it a marvelous, profound thing? Now we have Paul's personal purpose. He wanted to go to Rome. Will you listen to him? First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Now, already the church in Rome that had come in existence, word had gone out to the very ends of the empire, percolated out until that empire was saturated with the knowledge that there were many that were turning to Jesus Christ in Rome. So much so it disturbed the emperors. Later on, persecution began. So Paul here mentions that. Your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. I wonder about your group. Has anybody ever heard about you? Your testimony? What's it worth today? My, what a testimony this church in Rome had at the beginning. Now he says in verse 9, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. And this is something we have. It's the gospel of God. Paul's going to call it later on his gospel. Now it's the gospel of his Son. And will you notice here that without ceasing, I make mention of you in my prayers. Paul had a long prayer list. When I was teaching Bible years ago in school, I had the students in the epistles list. Every time Paul said he's praying for somebody, make a list. And many of them were absolutely impressed by the fact that Paul had such a long prayer list. Well, he sure did. And he says that he prays without ceasing, making mention of you in my prayers, making requests, if by any means, how at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. Now he's talking about having a prosperous journey to come unto them. And if you read about his journey, it doesn't look like a prosperous journey. He went as a prisoner, got into a storm, the ship was lost, he was bitten by a viper. Somebody says, you're going to call that a prosperous journey? Well, I think it was a prosperous journey. I have a friend that gives a series of messages on Paul's prosperous journey to Rome. Believe me, he makes it a very prosperous journey, by the way. Now, Paul mentions here why he wanted to go to Rome. He says he wants to come there by the will of God. And I think he went there by the will of God. And he says, I long to see you, in verse 11. And then he says, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end ye may be established. He wanted to come there and teach the word of God. Paul loved to teach the Word of God. And when a preacher does not want to teach the Word of God, he becomes a clergyman. He becomes an administrator. He becomes a promoter. But he's not a man of God anymore. He's not a minister of the Word. And I've advised two or three men that have talked to me. One man says, I don't enjoy preaching anymore. And I says, for goodness sakes, get out of the ministry. You've got no business being in it today. Paul says that he wanted to come there to teach the Word of God. And he mentions in verse 12 the fourth reason. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. In other words, he'd not only communicate something, but they'd communicate something to him. They'd be mutually blessed in the Word. I had the privilege of speaking to 1,000 students, many of them from the Berkeley campus. I laid it on the line for those folk, I'll tell you that. Maybe a little hard with them at the very beginning, and I saw how they responded. And you know, they opened my eyes to a new world. I left that conference just singing, and I can't sing, but doing the best I could, just singing praises to God for the privilege of being there. May I say, Paul always was blessed in ministering to others. And that's what he's talking about here. Then he says, verse 13, he gives a fifth reason here, Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let or hindered, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. You see, it was a Gentile church, largely, and Paul wanted to have fruit among them by going there. Many of them were his converts, as we've said.